Long weekend, reckon people are heading, thanks Jane, people heading out of town already, road toll 144, up from 88 this time last year. We've talked about it a lot. There is a police blitz on the line, Assistant Commissioner Road Policing, Stephen Lean, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I was just thinking this morning, you had 10 new booze busters, 6 had problems. Will they be back on the road this weekend?
No, sadly they're not. We've still got some problems trying to understand what's happening with our suspension and handling with those buses, so for all I wish, I'd love them to be on the roads, but still not yet.
How far off, do you know?
I think we may be a number of months, sadly, Neil. It looks like it's a bigger problem than what we thought, but we'll diagnose that in the next couple of weeks, and then hopefully the builders will get on and fix them.
How long have you been working on it?
Too long, Neil, really, to be
quite a few months, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been too long. Engaged with a number of conversations this week trying to push it along, and I think we've got a plan to push the pace a little bit over the next couple of weeks to try and make sure we know exactly what's going on and then just get them fixed.
Is it getting costly?
At the moment we're still working out the cost, but as the Victorian taxpayer would appreciate, we had a contract for delivery for a certain price for something that works, so we're hoping that the taxpayer doesn't incur any more cost.
Yeah, good thing. Okay, now the blitz this weekend, will we talk about visibility often. Will we see more cars on the road?
Well, we're hoping we see more cars. We hope people are out and about and being safe, and they will see police. Certainly this weekend, we've done more work on our intelligence practices around where people actually move.
Yeah.
So we know for this long weekend, with the start of the ski season, there's more up into the northwest, so up the Hume and then off to Buller or Falls Creek. And we also know through the southeast, through Borbor and places like that. So from a state highway point of view, we're pushing out more resources in those places, and our booze bus fleet, some of the booze buses that we, you know, our 6 booze buses that are still operating, so they'll be out and about. So if people are heading to the snow, you will see police as you can go up and down the mountain on each of the days, including Monday, as you head home. But we also know that Victorians love a long weekend, and we still love the peninsulas, whether it's out to the Mornington Peninsula or, you know, further into the west. So we're making sure that we've got enough police out there as well.
What about drug buses? Are they out as well?
Drug buses are out, and all our highway patrol people right across the state have got a capacity to do drug tests. So if they're at a booze bus line or a PBT line, they've got a capacity to do drug tests as well. So we're really pushing our frontline people to do as many as they can during this month. We've got good capacity, so no shortage, so they'll be doing as many as they can.
What about the focus on going past emergency lights? Why that? I mean, I know it's dangerous. I know it's against, you know, you're supposed to slow to 40, but why focus on that on a long weekend?
Well, for us, the issue is around safety. Our first place is that, and for all workers in Victoria, no matter who you are, you deserve a safe workplace. If you're an emergency service worker or a police officer, then you work in a really dangerous place. We've got ambulance officers trying to keep people alive inside cars while fire brigade are trying to cut people out. And often, you know, trucks and other cars are going past far too fast. So the law's been changed to protect our emergency service workers. This weekend, Melburnians believe, you know, we've been living through a drought for the last sort of 6 to 12 months. All of a sudden we've got rain and sleet and hailstones. We've seen from the trauma in the last 2 weeks, as we haven't learnt the lesson that you have to slow down, a magnification of that with emergency services trying to work on the side of the road this weekend for us looks like a horror.
Yeah.
We're just pointing it out. If you're ever going to start slowing down, this is the weekend to do it.
Interesting too. We always do a comparison. It's 144 to 88 this time last year. It's been on 88 for a while. It must have been a particularly quiet time this time last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the vote. We follow statistics every day, and that's really sad. Is that we start to count numbers. The reality is these are all people.
Yeah.
So fortunately, less people lost their lives last year. We had a motorcyclist in the last 24 hours. So. That ripple effect of that is much greater than just a set of numbers that you or I talk about.
I agree. Thank you for your time, Assistant Commissioner Road Policing, Stephen Lean. Okay, if you're out and about on the roads, one, take care. Second, tell us whether you see the police around. I hope you do. And third, we're always open to ideas on a long weekend. I haven't given up. I know this is the sort of thing they look at, and they're looking at New South Wales, and the minister told me everything's on the table, but double demerit points. If it started now, you're driving out of town, and you know if you get caught at 110 in a 100 zone, you got double the points. I reckon it'd slow you down.